Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me. All right. It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Femininio. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH. Or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Just fantastic. Wednesday, we are here. We are ready to rock. We have lots to do. We're going to get to Lions a couple different ways. There is momentum with Ben Johnson trending away from the team. We'll talk about it. It could be a surprising destination. And I also have what I think is the root of all evil with college football. And I need to see if Rico agrees, disagrees, or just simply doesn't give an F. Also, congratulations to Rico Beard. We're not going to talk about why, but I'm just proud of you, and I want you to know that. All right, so.
I will walk out of here.
Busting your balls. Relax. Take it easy.
Wow. Wow. Rico is not happy.
I will walk out of here.
I was just congratulating you on you look great today.
It's a preemptive. So, you. I don't think I had to worry about Katie.
Rico will be operating the melting moment stand at the Breslin tonight. Okay, congrats. Now, listen, let's move forward. David has a question, and I don't really like starting shows this way, but David is like, look, I'm not going to tell you about it, but I have something I have to ask you to start the show. If you know me, you know I don't like surprises. Just say what you got to say, and let's just keep it moving. Well, David wanted to get all cute today, and he's got his fashion glasses on. So I don't know what to expect, but I'm willing to listen. Now, what is it you want to ask? And I'm going to take Rico's approach. If this is uncouth, I'm going to walk up out of here.
Okay. No, not uncouth at all. At least I don't think so. So I haven't really been saying anything to anybody. I mean, you're not my doctor, so
oh,
I don't
Jesus.
Really need to say anything to
are
you.
Are you about to make this
nope.
heavy?
No, not oh, about okay. to make it heavy. But for the last 6 months, I just have not been able to sleep, meaning I've been going to sleep at like 3 o'clock in the morning on a pretty regular occasion and then getting right back up at 6 to take my son. It's just been a struggle, man. And
is that why your performance is suffering?
I've been looking some things up, and I'm thinking of going to the gummies to help me sleep. I think I need something. I need something to help, man.
Oh, my God. This is the...
I need it. Oh, I need a dong bong or something.
No. Hold on a minute. That's not... You've lost Rico. Wait a minute.
I should have left.
Hey, you want to go back in time about 90 seconds? Hold on. Now, I'm happy to take you through this, but wait a second now. Because what I'm not going to do is have your uncle showing up at my house with both of his bow ties all pissed at me.
See, and that's the part that I worry about with this. I don't want to be in a state. I don't.
People, here's what we got to do. People help me with this. Because I know where this is going to go, Rico. Okay, David, first of all, there has to be, people have to shift their mindset with what we look at as drugs or medicine. Mm-hmm. All right? You're not smoking the toad here. Right. You know, you're not doing DMT. You are taking a weed gummy to go to sleep. How is that different than melatonin? How is it different than if you had gone and gotten a prescription for Ambien?
So you're not, basically, David's not trying to become Snoop.
No, it's a different, because you're not taking that type of gun.
Right.
David's not going to come in here and be like, oops.
Preemptive strike. I'm just saying, like.
I'm having number 5.
Yeah. You know what? Let's order some Taco Bell.
Well, David, all right. David, what do you know about it?
Not much. I've been looking up a little bit, just
First of all, I can bring it to you. Second of all, here's what I would say. This is how it works with weed gummies to go to sleep. I can't speak to the Evan Jenkins slot machine gummies. That's a whole different vibe.
I like Evan in Vegas on those.
I do too. Even though he's our producer and we could get knocked off the air at any moment, I don't even care. Like, have as many as you like. But the sleepy gummies, here how this is going to work. This is after the kids go to bed. This is after. Literally, the only thing you should be doing after taking this is if you want to brush your teeth.
Okay.
This is after you kiss your wife, or in your case, you just can't stop. The point
is, when I get home from work, I shouldn't just, let me take it.
No,
let's go.
No.
Okay.
No. This is in bed.
Well, if you hate your family.
Right. This is in bed Dracula mode. You're in bed. I don't know what you're doing. You know, I don't want to get involved in your world where there's a kid every 9 months. I don't know. But good night, honey. Game over. Have a great night. Lights out. Gummy.
But there's different levels to what you get,
and I'm
going to
help you through it. The general packaging is going to be 20 milligrams of gummy. You do not want to take the whole thing on first rip. You're going to get yourself some real problems, and we'll see you next Tuesday. What I would suggest is cut the gummy in thirds. Now, they used to be 10 milligrams, and you could just bite the gummy in half, 5 milligrams, good night. Perfect starter pack. But just view it like three pieces. Start and just cut a third. And go to sleep.
How long does it take?
Me? I'm out in 10 minutes. But David, the gummies that you're going to buy, they're all going to have like sleep logos on there, or counting sheep, or a crescent moon, and they're indica. That's it. Indica in the couch.
That's what
That was Evan was like, just remember, in the couch.
But what I would say is, here's the deal. Do not take too much to start. Go slow with it. You'll find a comfort zone. You will build up a tolerance at a certain point, and you're going to bump it up again. But what I don't think you should be judged for in the church, this is my problem with religion, you're going to have a bunch of old-ass ladies up there down at Tireman. Mm. Oh, the pastor's a drug addict.
I don't think they're listening, so I think I'm good.
That is not how this works.
You come past a Snoop.
Right. Oh, look, it's Snoop-a-loop-a-doop-a. No. Mm-hmm. But David, here's what I would do. I will bring some to you Friday. I think you should try this on the weekend, because you may have a reaction where Papa Bear may be out for a full 8 hours.
Okay.
So is this like youngest child related, or you're just up?
He's had enough of being a father. That's what this is. Don't you get it?
No. I'm just up, man. My mind can't stop after a game. I'm not like, oh, the game's over, I'm ready to go to sleep. No, I'm looking things up. I'm trying to see. Listening to press conferences, and then it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Do you know what happens when you take these? That all goes away.
Okay, that's what I
mean. The other thing that has always helped me ever since I really started prioritizing sleep. David, there's different techniques, and whether it's breathing techniques or what you're doing with your mind, you combine a gummy with a technique and you're out. It's game over. 10 minutes, you're done.
And you won't wake up.
You're out.
Yeah.
It's game over. You wake up the next morning. I'm telling you, I'm happy to bring them.
We'll wake up the next morning.
Yeah, David, okay? You're not doing crack. It's a weed gummy, and it's designed to go to sleep. What'd you just say?
I said, okay, Whitney.
I didn't say take it in the bathtub.
Take the whole thing and bye-bye.
Yeah, David, here's 100 milligrams in a bathtub with a plugged-in toaster. Probably not going to work. Are you serious about this?
About taking it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I am.
He is. He's been talking about this for a while. I didn't think we would take it to the air, but yes.
Why not?
I talked to Kenny about it.
Because I was just like, David,
but there's nothing. Look at Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson
owns a bunch of stores. Right.
Listen, there's weed to have a good time. I don't mess with that. That's not for me. I don't need altered state at this point in my life. But to go to sleep, yeah, because I don't want to have to take Z-Quil. I don't want to have to take melatonin. I will not take Ambien.
So you're out like a light for like 8 hours?
Game over.
Okay. So like you wouldn't take one to go on a plane?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, that thin air and that little condom in the sky, I would never add substances to that.
You remember when I had the guy out, had the seizure? Yeah, I think he had overdosed on the gummies.
Well, and then you tried to take his seat because he was in a Comfort Plus.
Well, he was gone at that point.
Yeah, you're like, tag him and bag him. Can daddy have this seat?
Scoot over. I want to take him. I want to sit here now.
I'm like, well, technically nobody's sitting in the seat.
You guy's dead.
Everybody's like, well, sure.
So listen, can I, if I have strayed, or if you agree with what I'm saying, can I get the Weed Gummy Army to give us a buzz here? We're going to get to the Lions, but this is David's question. I think David should not allow the church to pressure him or make him feel like a pariah. No, David, I don't even view it as drugs. I just view it as an herbal supplement to sleep. All right, you're not Lamar Odom taking off-brand boner pills. It's a weed gummy. You're going to go to sleep. It's great.
And that's all I need. I just need sleep, man. Regular nightly sleep.
And how long have you been not sleeping?
He said 6 months.
It's been 6 months. It's probably been longer than that, but... Yeah.
Jesus, man. Yeah, I would take the weed gummy before I ever went to the doctor and got a prescription for any of the poison they want to put in you.
See, that's what I don't want to do, the Ambien. I do have family members that take it. I don't want to do that.
Because that's the stuff you hallucinate, right?
That's what Tiger was taking before he was banging pancake waitresses.
That was Mel Gibson.
The phone call.
Yeah. He would just do that and turn racist.
I wouldn't. Okay. Imagine David just starts with all of his anti-white rhetoric. David sounds like he has Tourette's in the middle of the night.
And Kenny, here's what I
Kenny Kotz, people. So look, my vote is yes. And if you want, I'll bring you some stuff. And David, you got to be an adult. Don't. I'll even handwrite a note on instructions. You'll be fine.
I got nothing for you, David. I don't use it.
Now, David, there is a type of gummy you can take. Like if you have anxiety, or you get like the Sunday scaries, if you will.
No, I don't do that.
You know, if you really...
What are the Sunday scaries?
Hey, just the thought of coming in here.
Oh.
Then you're just like, you know, there is that. I mean, you can go whatever level you want. There is a wide breadth of outcomes before you go Evan slot machine. That's the end of the rainbow.
See, Evan makes it look so fun. Like Evan, he's like, I can't try it, Evan, but you make it look fun.
You also have to understand the sheer volume of weed,
right?
Evan can
ingest. It's stages. He goes in stages, and I'd be like, take a walk with him on the strip, and you see the different stages come out as the walk progresses.
It's a lot like DiCaprio and Wolf of Wall Street with the drool stage and all that. Yes. That's Evan's journey. It's just slightly different. But listen to me. I'll get you taken care of, okay? I think it is the best thing I've done for sleep, truly. Now, if you want to go messing around with your bed and stuff, it's up to you and the missus. Leave me out of that.
What about the blanket you told me about?
Oh, the weighted blanket?
Yeah, you tried that?
Yeah, but with the weed gummy, you don't even need it.
I don't think I want to do that. I'd rather do the gummy than the weighted blanket.
You're going to be fine.
I don't want to feel like I'm restricted.
David, you're going to be fine. I'm going to get you hooked up. We'll talk to the people about it here for a minute. We'll get to Ben Johnson and some momentum, apparently, with an NFL team to land him. We are going to talk about the Lions because I had a couple conversations with buddies of mine. And the way they're watching this game is a little bit strange to me. Come to find out, Kenny's the exact same. We're going to talk about that at 3 o'clock. And I want to discuss the true embodiment of evil as it relates to college football and see if Rico will bless this opinion. We got a lot to do today, but David, I'm actually happy you sideswiped the start of the show. I am a big proponent of this.
Well, David's a weed head, guys. There we go.
248. Next. Greater Life Church. Pastor's a drug addict. 248-539-9797. You're fine, David. It's not even drugs. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
in mind of a serial killer. We don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1, nice to have you with us. Get to some Lions conversation later in the hour. Got a lot of it to do today as well. The Ben Johnson news is interesting. That's the way I'll term it. But David Sabatage started the show. He is a pastor. He is a father. He is a man who is thinking of weed gummies to go to sleep. He can't sleep anymore. I love him. I think it's the gummies, not David. To me, it's an easy solution. And I'm telling you, man, you don't want to go to the doctor and get prescriptions for heavy sleep meds. That's just not where you need to be. So I can bring you some, or Evan can bring you some, but start small. But I'm telling you, I think it'll be the answer for what you're looking for. But if you want the good time stuff, you'll have to talk to Evan. I don't mess with that stuff. Can you imagine David, like Evan at a slot machine producing this show? Mm. Oh, dear God. Let's go to the people, see what everybody's got to say. We'll go to Maureen, 97.1. Maureen, oh, my God, what just happened? David, I hit a button and three lines hung up. Maureen, if you're out there, I don't know what happened, and I can't apologize enough. And it was like bowling pins. Two other callers went with Maureen. So we'll just go down the line and hope this thing ain't wrecked. Jacob, 97.1. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man? Long time.
Welcome. What's on your mind, buddy?
I just wanted to say I'm kind of on the same page with you. I got to wake up at 3:30 in the morning around 9, 10 o'clock. And I just wanted to say, I mean, you said you eat them and 10 minutes later, you know, you're tired. But
I'm out.
I wanted to tell Dave. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said for me, it hits fast. I'm out. Some people take them 30 minutes prior or 45. For me, I just know my body. I'm toast. Jake, I take them. I barely roll over and I'm dead.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say if I'm trying to go to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'll eat 10 milligrams, not too much, maybe around 8 o'clock. And then by 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm in bed and I'm out. I sleep like a baby.
Yeah, but you agree with me, Jake. It's better than taking the prescriptive stuff, and it's better than taking somebody over-the-counter stuff that, to me, it's addictive. It's different. This is different.
Yeah, heck yeah, man. I'm like you, man. I don't go out and, I don't use it to have a good time. I use it to go to bed, and that's about it.
No, and that's what David's going to have to tell the old ladies at the church, that this isn't that kind of party. This is designed for sleep. David, they even make some with like little sheep or lambs on there asleep.
Oh, I need the lamb. The lamb will work for me.
I'm just saying, like, there is a section of the dispensary that is decidedly sleep-oriented.
And that's all I'm looking for, people. That's it.
I got you covered. Relax. It's not like you're going to preach a sermon coked up. Chill out. Kenny got excited. You got something you want to tell us?
I just like the idea of the high pastor.
He's not going to be... Don't do that. He's already insecure about it. Don't do that, Kenny.
Oh, Kenny.
Let me go to Joy in Monroe, 97.1. Joy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How about you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just, not that I think that, you know, because he's a pastor, he can't do all that or whatever, but I'm going to tell you, I walked a road in my own healing stuff, and if we're always looking for something to take the symptoms away, God made our bodies to give us symptoms for a reason. And if we're not paying attention to them, we won't get to the root cause. For me, I had a lot of trauma in my beginning of my life, and I didn't realize that that was causing my non-sleep. I mean, it was horrible. I get it. I struggled myself. But by seeking the healer, he took me on a journey, and come to find out, I had a lot of stuff going on in my brain. There is a place called Brain Life Center, and it actually is started by people who are Christian pastors. So they actually do something with the brain would get you back to sleep, and people swear by it.
Someone texted me that, so I will look into it for sure.
Yeah, her name, if you want to reach out, her name is Julie. She's the owner, and I personally know her, so I'll text her and let her know you might be reaching out.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, it's just if we are always looking for something, I'm with you on prescription drugs and over-the-counter stuff. I used to be a pharmacy technician.
Oh, dear.
So I dealt with it all day, so I completely get it. And then I went on this whole journey to find out why my body was doing what it was. And I was involved in an accident, and I went through EMDR, which is eye rapid movement, to help my brain heal itself. And the body was created to heal itself. And it's a miraculous thing, and I give God all the glory.
David, this is your purview. I'm not fit to comment. This is you. Enjoy.
Oh, I'm going to look into it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, that's the whole, you know, she's shopping at a different aisle. So, like, for me, I like the gummies. It ain't that deep for me.
You could have shopped at that aisle.
Bro, we've gone down this road before. What do you want from me?
Entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. That got heavy there for a minute. I was staying out. Well, yeah. You know what's nice, Kenny? You pulled a Lomas Brown 95 in Philly. You could have protected me there. And you just got, I was Scott Mitchell. You just got me killed. You just Olay'd that whole deal.
Mike, that's a big ask.
Jeez.
No, I truly appreciate what she's saying. I'm definitely not looking for something addictive. And I don't think gummies would be addictive from what I'm being told. So
I don't find them addictive at all. You can listen, David, I can only offer you my experience or people I know. I ain't trying to be a doctor. I'm just telling you, if you can't sleep, this is an option. You ask me the question, I'm not going to lie to you. It's great for me. Dorian, 97.1. Dorian, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? Hey, Mike, I agree with you, but I told Kenny he needs to kick it up a bit and then bring it down. He 6 months, that's a chronic issue. Like, he really needs some sleep. And if you have any kind of physical ailments as we get older, like the young lady was saying, your body's going to heal when you're getting some rest. All ailments go away when you get some rest. And so try a half and then go back to like three-thirds of a piece if you have to. And make sure, like, you do it on a Friday. Don't even do it on a Saturday. You're going to mess around, miss the game. You're going to miss a lot of football.
That's
this,
right.
This is the weekend for it. But, yeah. But if a Friday night and the Red Wings are on, go to sleep.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say, Dorian. The Red Wings. Any of our, like, if there's a baseball game on, that is the visual equivalent of a gummy.
Right. Just go to sleep. And clear. And you don't have small kids, so they should know. Don't bother dad because you need to rest, bro. 6 months. It's January. Like, you can't continue like this. You're going to have, look. This is where the problems come in at. When you're not getting your rest, your recovery comes when you're sleeping. It doesn't come from all that narcotics, and you doggone sure don't want to be taking an Ambien and going all on Loopyville, for real. That's out.
No, that stuff is hardcore.
Help him out, Mike.
I got Dorian. I got him covered. Listen, you know, in this way, yeah. I'm the church. You know, my heart is open. I just waited for David to ask. Kenny, we're gonna get him all set up.
So you mean going to sleep at 2:33 and then waking back up at 6 to take the kid to school? That's not a normal thing? Bro, is that good enough sleep?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought, all right, just checking.
Are you kidding me with that? You being serious?
I'm serious. That's what's been going on, yeah.
Jesus, no wonder you've been.
Maybe Joy was right.
No wonder he's been dull as a pencil eraser. Stop it. Jeez. Well, listen, I'm not going to tell. Listen, if David wants to go see his doctor, that's his prerogative. Right. I'm not telling him not to. Look, he asked me the question. I'm like, hell yeah, weed gummies are great to go to sleep. Here, do you want some? Like, what am I going to do?
I say, here's the man to talk to because I don't.
No,
you have no problem going to sleep. You're good.
This guy fell asleep inside of a jet engine. He's one of the people I loathe on an airplane. Oh, they come on the PA for the first time. You look over at Rico. You gotta be kidding me.
He did that when we went to Vegas.
Thank you for flying Delta Airlines.
Rico's already on his third REM cycle. I hate you. I don't know how you do it.
It's nothing I can do, man. It's actually, seriously, it's the most relaxing thing. Because at that point, nobody can talk to you. Nobody can text you. Nobody can call you.
True. Well, you know they can text you if you're hooked up to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but just relax, enjoy the ride, watch a movie, but like you said, I have a routine. Like, there's certain movies I'll put on and out lay a light. I'll put on The Matrix, and before Neo figures out he's in The Matrix, I need to be asleep.
Before they come and get him in the office?
Right. Right, yeah.
He's asleep.
Right, if I'm not asleep by then you know what? Yeah.
So here's what we'll do. We will get to the Ben Johnson news later in the hour. We got a football today as well. I will knock out the rest of these calls. We get the ticket text as well. But we've got a pastor about to cross the weed bridge to Sleepville. I'm very excited about this, but I'm more excited to find out come Monday. David's been excommunicated from the church.
Either that or David got up in the Sunday sermon and tried to relive the scene from Glory.
Which one?
They're singing.
Oh, dear. I hope you weren't talking the one at Fort Sumter.
Well, the night before.
Jesus.
Be in the corner singing to myself.
You know what kills me? The end of that movie, the first time I saw it, and I was young. I was like 12 or 13. I was dumb enough to believe they were going to make it. And then they got to the top of the hill, and it was 800 guns pointed at them. I'm like, oh, hell. All of that for this. A great movie. That's one of Denzel's best. You didn't like him in that film.
No, I did. I did.
That's an excellent. Kenny, I know. It's a movie way before your time. Wonderful film. Was it Matthew Broderick's in that too, correct? He's the...
Shockingly, he was actually pretty good. I was like, okay, Ferris Bueller.
Very punchable face, but not in that film.
The Denzel's best to me was the one where...
Training Day?
No, it wasn't Training Day. It was the one that should have got the Oscar, but Training Day did. It was where his kid needed the surgery, so he took the hospital hostage.
Oh, what the hell?
John Q.
Huh. That was actually his best movie that he's done.
All right. Well, then. Rico said that with authority. I'm not even going to challenge it.
No, you should. It's not uplifting.
Look, but, I mean, I'll be curious right. The way David is about weed.
All right.
Coming up 2:45, we get a football today, and then top of the hour, some Ben Johnson news, along with a question for Lions fans. The Ben Johnson news, I'm just terming it interesting. I can't tell you I think it's some great idea. I can only tell you why it might be true. That's all I'll offer you. David, for the first time today, the ticket text as David is worried about penalties in the church. David has not been sleeping well for 6 months, and he is. We're basically going to bring David weed gummies because that's what helped me. It's fantastic. I couldn't give it a better review. But no, you're not doing the party time stuff, Dave.
No, that's not what I'm trying to do.
I don't do that either. But to sleep, I'm telling you, do
what it. What does it taste like? Candy?
I'm going to bring him several different flavors. Mm. I've got a whole
store.
They got
flavors?
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. Oh, listen, it's great. I bet you I can find him in little comic book characters for you.
Oh, okay.
Like get Rico a Mr. Fantastic bag of gummies or something.
Okay.
Who's Mr. Fantastic?
I don't know.
I love it. I love it.
That's a character.
Get the Human Torch. All right.
There you go.
Sure. David, yes.
There are tons of great gummies for sleep, but the brand I use is Wild, W-Y-L-D, makes some really great sleep.
Yeah, they come in like an octagon.
Okay.
I got a couple cases of those.
Someone saying, David, don't listen to these guys. 200 milligrams off rip.
No, you'll speak
to Jesus personally.
Yeah. You'll go on a journey, all right, to the ER.
Hey, David, you're not supposed to be here for another 75 more years. Go back down to earth.
Here's one here. My mother-in-law took one and said it did nothing. She took a second, called the ambulance because she thought she was having a heart attack.
David, that's the other thing. Never, ever, ever, never multi-dose. Like, you're new at that. You're going to take what you take, and you're going to go to sleep.
You okay, Rico?
You're laughing at the guy's mom dying?
No, it's not. Oh. She wasn't dying. The timing was wrong when he was, right. Yeah.
I took a sip, and he took one. That's nothing, two. We're calling the
ambulance. It sounded like David Sanford and Son's drop. Nothing happened. Let me take a second one. Jeez.
Oh, I agree with Mike. I'm 32 from a church family. My parents looked at me like I was going to do a line of acid when I talked about gummies. It's great for me, has zero problems. No. So.
And that, David, just view it as medicine. It's not, trust me, what they're going to give you at the doctor is a hell of a lot worse for sleep. That stuff is scary.
And addictive. Could be addictive.
Ambien is nothing to play with.
Someone says, just try melatonin. Naturally produced by the body. Many people don't have a first positive experience with edibles.
Yeah, melatonin sucks. I disagree with that, but we're not going to go through that whole deal. I think that stuff is garbage. You wake up feeling like a zombie. Awful.
It's Someone else, Patrick from Westland, says, David will walk into the church on Sunday, and on his office desk, there will be a pile of gummies given to him by someone.
That's right. David, if I can find them in the shape of little crosses or something, would you like that? Do you want, like, religious-themed sleepy time gummies?
So, it's so
when you wake up,
what if there's an Apostles Collector's Edition?
Gummies, King David Edition.
It's the John Edition. So, no effect when you wake up, it's just... No. Business as usual, yeah. No.
Other than the fact you wake up and you're like, oh, God, I got to go to work today. Yeah, no, it's good. I wake up and I'm also, I don't dilly-dally in the morning. Like, I'm up, I'm out the door within 30 minutes. I'm gone. I'm up early, go to the gym, and then I'm rifling caffeine. I go through extremes. I take the weed gummy to go to sleep, and then we start the day with rocket fuel.
You know, I was just thinking, like, you know, if you weren't chewing coffee beans all day long.
No. The coffee's at 2 p.m. What I take in the morning is more of like a missile.
You're like, you take that sip, right.
Oh, there. By the time I get to the first red light, I can feel it coursing in my veins, ready to rock. That's how it needs to be for me. Bro, I got news for you. Life ain't a Folgers commercial. All right? You don't wake up and there's soft music in the background. You stretch your arms and you're like, oh, another blessed day in Detroit. No. It's not how it works. Huh. Not for me.
Okay.
Well, my football teams blow. So, yeah, I'm pretty miserable 7 months of the year. Wow. You were in the Super Bowl last year, you big baby.
Last year.
Go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, David, remember, God gave us weeds. So there you go. Start with that. And
that's the lead at the sermon, Jeff. That's the lead right there.
And the other part is, how much are these women at church drinking bottles of wine? They're both legal. So
that's right.
But I've got an interesting perspective. I got both in the household. I am on a prescription called Trazodone that I started this before the weed became legal. But my son's a neuropsychologist. So this big brain kid, we could talk this stuff through with him. And my wife is on the gummies. It is the Wild brand. And it's a trip to the nature center. You get the right nature center. They know what they're talking about. They're going to hook you up with the right stuff. They're going to walk you through it, and Mike's dead on. You low dose it at first, walk into it, don't run, figure out what the right amount is, and adjust accordingly, and get a good night's sleep, man. You need that for your health. But I'm a big church member. I find it a bit hypocritical when people look at weed as they're slamming down their bourbons. It's just a perspective I've got.
And guess what? That's because you're a well-reasoned adult. I appreciate that,
and you know
Jeff.
What, Jeff? As I like to always say, that first miracle, Jesus kept the party going.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
He turned water into wine.
Got it.
Noted. That's right.
Got it. Thank you, Jeff.
That was his first miracle.
I thought that was the loaf of bread into like a dozen fish or whatever.
That was down the line. Yeah.
So he was learning new party tricks.
Right. The first one was, okay, bring me the water. Watch this.
It was not party tricks. It was not party tricks.
Red or white? Which one you want? Red. Bang. There you go.
I'll just go to Daryl. I got to look up the first miracle. Daryl, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, man? First time caller. Hey, yeah, I can attest to that gummy thing. Coming home from church one time, I decided I was going to take something, rest a little bit, and I took a whole gummy. My wife went out shopping, and when she was coming home, I realized she was coming in the driveway, and I could have swore I was having people coming at me in my couch, on my chair. And I was like, what the hell? I got to get to the bed. So I got up, and I rambled to get to the bed, and I pretended that I was sleeping when she came in. And that was the worst experience I ever had. But I learned after that, a friend of mine was saying, look, why don't you break them down? So I took them and I broke them into quarters.
There you go.
And, man, what a difference.
Whole different experience, Wild right? Berry. The boogeyman wasn't trying to come and get you. No. No.
It was crazy.
Daryl, that's the best advice I can give David is just start low dose, get some rest. Yeah. I'm telling you, I think it'll work for him. Daryl.
It's all good.
He's seeing people coming after him.
Daryl walked right into a 20 milligram or a 50 milligram wall, ice cold.
You better believe it, man. I was like, oh, what are these people coming in? I thought it was Night of the Living Dead. I was like, what the heck is going on?
Daryl thought he was talking to Bobby Ross. Daryl, that's the cat.
Hey, listen. Go Lions, baby.
Let's make it happen.
All righty then. David, do you feel confident? You feel good? You're going to be all right?
Will you give that roar for a sermon?
Well, you know, hey, you know what that's about.
Well, there's some people giving me some advice on that part of the gummies as well.
Like what?
Pound Town on gummies is next level, fellas. Whoa. Might be a little boost.
That is not in the protocol. I cannot speak to that.
Bro, I can't open my eyes if I take this thing. Right. All right? I don't know how that type of action's going on.
So,
but see, what Tiger
Sharks.
Yeah. So about Celebrini.
Oh, mercy. But you remember what Tiger Woods was doing with the Ambien?
Yeah.
He was forcing himself to stay awake before he'd start knocking out pancake waitresses. I don't know, like, what's on the other side of the rainbow bridge there, but apparently Tiger Woods enjoyed that. Is that he would take that crap, not fall asleep, and then he'd be in some kind of, like, boner-induced haze. I don't know.
See, he had a good time, David. Maybe. Huh?
No.
I don't need that. I just want to go to sleep.
Gummy and child.
Nope.
Which one?
Seven?
No. No. Ah. No.
Okay.
I don't need that.
David, here's what I'll say to you, though. I'm not going to bring him tomorrow. Let us get you hooked up for Friday. You know, low dose, do it on the weekend. The best time for you is going to be no matter what happens. After that Lions game on Saturday night,
sail away. No. What time you got to be up on Sunday?
Decent time in the morning.
Okay.
So Kenny's thinking Friday night then. Just Friday.
I'm thinking it may want to be Friday night.
No, it's not that. It's not that type of thing though. He can set an alarm and get up and be just fine as long as he goes to bed at a decent hour
for his first time.
Yeah, no. It'll be better.
Because
trust me.
If that's the one time you don't want to have to miss Sunday. Oh, we know why you missed it.
Oh, he's on another bender.
Snoop.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I just wanted to tell David that the worst thing you could possibly do, because I've done this, I've made this mistake before, is like you take the first one, you don't feel anything in like 5-10 minutes. You're like, I'm good. Let me take a second.
While you were screening a call, I said it. Never multi-dose. Ever.
Absolutely ever. Not. That's the worst thing you can possibly do.
Ever. And then David's up there. Dave, we'll get you hooked up. You're going to be okay. We got you covered. Also, Evan texted me. He'll be bringing in a Taster's Choice selection.
There'll be 10 choices in front of me.
We'll get this handled for you. I got you covered. All right, let's get some football in the mix, shall we? David, music, let's roll. Nothing better than starting football today with Sam Darnold lowlights up on that TV.
You know what, Mike? How about we just steer right with that? I'm going to give you the teams that lost, biggest concern, and biggest question for all the teams that lost Wild Card Weekend. And since we talked about Sam Darnold and Minnesota Vikings, for Minnesota, well, it's very simple. What do you do at quarterback? What is Darnold's market value now?
Zero to me. The idea is to win a Super Bowl. And they took J.J. McCarthy with the idea of playing him last year. It's that he got hurt. I think this is a gift. Sam Darnold showed you exactly who he is. You let him go. You reallocate the funds. You start J.J. and you insulate him as much as you can. And I do think if you want concern, it starts with the O-line. That O-line ended up getting exposed late here. Oh, please.
No, I'm saying top need for the Minnesota Vikings is offensive line.
Yes.
I would agree with the offensive line. And when they missed Darisaw, however you pronounce his name, when he went down, that really took a huge blow to their offensive line and what they could do offensively. So, yeah, offensive line is what they need to do to get someone with him.
But you agree you got to play J.J. in the rookie window.
Yes, for sure.
I was about to say, is it the devil you know? Because you know with Darnold, this is what happened. Or with J.J. could be Bryce Young. He could be Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
You don't know.
Correct. But you have to see. You have to see what you have.
I'm with David. Once you made the draft pick, you kind of don't give yourself a choice. Go ahead.
All right, guys. Let's head to the Pittsburgh Steelers. David,
or
your
no.
team. Oof. The question for Pittsburgh, will they finally embrace change?
No. They won't, because that is what Tomlin said in his presser yesterday. There's going to be a lot of change. What happens, though, is nothing changes. They go out there and same type of quarterback. Maybe they bring Justin Fields back. Pickens will be back. If you don't trade Pickens, then I can't hear you on anything else regarding change in the offseason. That's the first thing that needs to change. And then I can worry about everything else. There's issues with T.J. Watt now, because the way they use him, now people, they know how to block him and how to go against him. They need to move him to other sides, move him around. I don't know. There won't be change.
Pickens has to be dealt. He's poisonous. But here's the other thing. David, I think for the first time in a long time, we have to have a real conversation about your front seven.
Yes.
They just had 300 yards rushing put on him in a playoff game. And the Steeler D is, to me, very, very overrated. Rico, my thing is front seven help.
Okay, guys, David, maybe will they embrace change? See, I was going even higher up the food chain. Will you just embrace a new coach?
Oh, maybe, that's maybe never going to happen. Voice. I thought that was off the table.
That's never going to happen.
I would absolutely fire Mike Tomlin.
Because when I hear change, that to me is change. New Here's philosophy, your problem. New everything.
Giants, Steelers, Bears, hell, even the Cowboys. These are family businesses. These are not well-run operations. Now, their legacy in that it's the logo and it's the history, but the reality is the Rooneys, this is their only tie to wealth. The Maras, same deal. The McCaskies, same deal. This is what the problem is. They're overly loyal. And it's a chronic pattern, right? So I would move on from Tomlin. I just thought that was off the table. I'm sorry.
It's never going to happen. And to your point, though, about the front seven, they've invested. Now, they have to get it right. Zach Frazier, they drafted him at center. They drafted Broderick Jones the year before that. So they're not really changing anything. They got to make sure these guys are the right guys.
Yeah, I'm talking on defense, brother.
Well, that's not. Yeah, that's. Ugh.
That defense. Don't even. You don't have the dogs around TJ Watt.
And you're relying on a 35-plus-year-old Cam Hayward.
Correct.
Can't keep doing that.
Correct.
Biggest question for the Steelers, quarterback. What do you do?
I run it back with Russ. I probably run it back. He found a home. And I don't think it's his fault that George Pickens is a psychopath. You've got a legit tight end in Freiermuth. You've got to continue to build that O-line, get a better running game. But Russ is probably your safest option. David, I'm not telling you to love it. I'm just giving you my best guess.
I wouldn't do that. And you're not going to like what I suggest, because I need to move the ball up and down the field. And I know what we just talked about with him with the Vikings.
Sam Darnold?
I would be okay with it, because I know he will throw the ball up and down the field. We don't do that.
Sam Darnold, just so long as he doesn't play the Lions or the Rams, he's undefeated.
You can't win a game of any magnitude with a ginger.
Yes, you can.
Okay. We don't have games of magnitude, so it doesn't matter.
Then you'll be all set.
If the Steelers win 14 games, they're a number one seed. So, in the AFC.
Okay.
Denver Broncos, can they upgrade the weapons around Bo Nix?
Yes, they can. I mean, look, Mims is a good deep threat. You know what Cortland Sutton is. They could use some help at tight end. But yes, it's playmakers. I mentioned earlier in the week, like, that would be a spot to me that's a perfect spot for Ashton Jeanty. That would be electric, and I think that would really help them. So, yes, add the weapons. I think the defense is good enough. I think Nix will take a step forward, get him one more target.
Yeah, because their top need is wide receiver.
Well, then I would suggest this, and I love the Jeanty suggestion, but what about Tyler Warren, tight end at Penn State? That weapon there, you can also put him in the slot. You can put him anywhere you need.
Yes,
that weapon would be good for
him. That's a great call. Sure, David, yes.
See, somehow or another, I see Harbaugh trying to move up for Chargers and bringing him in. I mean, it just fits.
Oh, man. Go ahead.
Green Bay Packers. Will they ever be healthy enough?
Yeah, that's their season. Maybe I'm just off base. I just chalk up a lot of what happened to them to injuries. But I think this is all about Jordan Love. I think it's all about getting his mechanics right. He's got to stop throwing the ball off his back foot. They have the running back. But for me, if you want a true acquisition, get a number one wide receiver, an identifiable 140 target guy. Get that guy. I mean, I love the idea you got the lollipop guild out here.
Right.
Get one guy to then have everybody else slot in where they need to be. Essentially, go get another Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
It's kind of what they need to do.
You're exactly right. They got a lot of number twos and number threes.
How about T. Higgins?
That would be nice. That would be very nice.
Because that's their biggest need right now is wide receiver.
Yeah, it is.
Way to go. L.A. Chargers, how will Herbert respond from that playoff game? He's not a ginger, Mike.
No, but here's the thing. Look, they have two really good offensive tackles in Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt. They got whipped. The Texans' edges in Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, they took the belt out. So I'm just going to chalk that up as a disaster scenario. What they need is an effective running game. And look, they tried it with the Gus Bus. They tried it with J.K. Dobbins. Tell me if you heard this before. He got hurt. They need to make an investment in either a running back or further supplement the wide receivers, because Ladd McConkey can't be your number one.
Now, that's what I would put Jenty. That's where I would suggest Jenty for them, because they need something else to help.
They have to be more productive. They're first down, they're one of the worst first down teams in the league.
J.K. was never going to be the answer. So
he was for like 6 weeks.
See, I think and their biggest need is wide receiver. That's where I said Tyler Warren, to me, I could see them trying to get that. Or maybe Harbaugh just takes Loveland, a guy that he's very familiar with and can be a weapon for him at the tight end spot.
I like that. I really like that.
Yeah.
I do, because then you could go running back in the first round. If this Genty thing was real, you go him in the first round and you take Loveland in the second or move up in the second?
I think Loveland's a...
You think he's going to be in the first?
I think he's going to be late first round.
Two first round tight ends. Yeah. Put that on the board. How about that? Go ahead.
Finally, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wax figurine coach. Get rid of him.
Is Todd Bowles a lock to stay?
He might be, but I would hire Liam Cohen. He's your OC. He's about to walk out the building and coach somebody else. He's got the relationship with the quarterback. That's all that matters. You follow the Kyle Shanahan plan. You follow the Andy Reid plan. Your coach and quarterback, if they have a symbiotic relationship. Plus, is Todd Bowles aware season's over? I just envision him standing in an empty Raymond James Stadium with that blank look on his face right now.
Calling plays.
Yeah, I'd get rid of him.
The guy who takes care of the grass is like, Coach, what are you doing? The game's over.
Is it? Biggest need for them, it's defense. They need an overhaul. I mean, they're not good enough at the corner spot. Their safeties are always hurt. Winfield missed half the season. Whitehead got in a car wreck. I can't get mad at him. But overall, look, Levante David is long in the tooth.
There we go.
They don't have a lot of difference makers up front. Yaya Diaby is fine enough. But I would invest in that defense. They need some hitters there.
Yeah, I was immediately thinking defensive line, linebacker, safeties for them. Yep. Defense all day.
Defensive line is their biggest need. Pass rusher, to be specific, is the biggest need for the Tampa Bay Bucs. That is the biggest question and biggest needs for all the wild card losers. 97-1.